Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And, Daffy, can you help me? Daffy,
what?
Please.
What?
I lost the list.
Did you lose the list again?
Yeah, I just...
I'm going to next time take that indelible marker and I'm going to write the list on your hand.
Can you, like, help me? Because I have no idea. Well, I do know where we're playing, but I don't know what order. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle I got to put together and I don't know how.
Well, we got a chart-chopping cheesy.
Oh, yes.
Coming
yes.
up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, sure.
With someone from Saturday Night Live fame.
Maybe?
Yes.
Steve Martin, yes.
Yes.
And his one hit he ever had on the chart.
A real hit.
Yeah.
King Tut.
And we're going to do a profile of one of the guys I really like.
What guy do you like? I didn't know
Rolf
that.
Rolf Harris.
You like that guy? What, how come you like him?
He has two songs that I really like.
What was that?
Well, one of them we're going to play tonight.
Yes.
And the other one is My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
No. That's
not him?
No. That's Charlie Drake. He's the other Australian that had tiny...
I get them all confused. They have funny accents.
That had tiny kangaroo down sport. That is Rolf Harris.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That's my other song I really like.
But what are we starting off the show this week?
I don't know if they're supposed to be... Are they supposed to be instrumentals?
No, they're not instrumentals this time.
We're having an animal set.
Yes. Well, animal dances, actually. You know, the big dance craze in the early 60s, the mashed potato.
Where every single dance had to have its own name.
Yes.
You had the mashed potato, you had the twist.
Yes, and the peppermint twist. These are a couple lesser known dances.
Okay, so in a minute, we're going to have something called the flea.
Yes, which is...
The Stratocasts.
Yes, and apparently it's a famous dance created by a bunch of exterminators. From what
Why
I
does
understand.
That not surprise me?
but we're starting off with the frog.
Billy Pitcock and the People.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
It's going around. Well, listen closely what I'm putting down. Well, you jump up in the air like you knew what you're doing. Well, you slide around the floor like you knew you was grooving. Well, do the frog. Then you hop to your right. Well, come on, pretty baby, let's join it tonight. Well, you jump up in the air like you did before. Now, come on, pretty baby, let's swing around the floor. We'll do the frog. Let's hear you shout. Come on, pretty baby, now let's work it out. Well, you jump up in the air like you knew what you're doing. Well, you swing around the floor and you get a grooving. Well, do the frog.
It's all fun and games where no one really gets hurt. But remember, you still should never try this at home. Snarf Dude and Daffodil are trained cheese handling professionals.
Kentucky, well, we do the flea. Everybody's doing it, just a watch and see. It's not like a bee, oh, can't you see? It's a flea. It's a flea. All right, let's flee.
Created by a bunch of Kentucky exterminators from the state of Kentucky, and The Flea by the Stratocasts. High-tech lyrics in that one, you know. Flea.
Fly, flow, flum. Flea.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, that's a state-of-the-art number one hit, the top of the chart hit. Yeah. And before that, we had... I mean, just...
The frog.
I don't get it, you know.
We should have waited and saved that for some time when our friend Frog was here with us.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Enjoyed that.
I haven't seen him for a while, you know. I just...
He's out hopping around.
Okay, fine. Billy Pitchcock and the people doing The Frog. And I'm sure you've probably never heard those songs before and probably never will again. So just keep that in mind. What a little bit of informative music that you can take to any cocktail or trivia party for your pleasure. Brought to you by Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
Right here at Keys, please. Exactly. That was my public service message for this week here, Daffodil. Huh?
Now what do we have? I wrote you out the list, so you can't push it off on me again.
Well, that's good. What did you write it on? What the...
It's from the inside of one of the records. That paper that the record slides into.
Oh, I see you sort of went crooked there when you got around the middle of the
there's
hole.
A hole in the middle.
Yeah,
I got to write around the hole.
Yeah, but what did you use to write? It's rather weird color.
It's a crayon.
What is that? It's sort of like a rosy, orangey type thing.
It's fuchsia something.
Oh, okay. Whatever. At least I can read it.
It's like
okay.
Fuchsia power.
That's fine.
Fuchsia something.
At least I can read it. Since you printed it, didn't actually do hand scribble like a doctor.
If you don't
would.
Start talking, then okay. We will have to play music, and you won't get to talk anymore.
And on the show this week, we have none other on profile than Rolf Harris.
He's a very interesting man.
And you say to yourself, "Who the heck is Rolf Harris?" I was going to say Rock Harris. That makes no sense.
Rolf Harris.
He apparently he's a rather interesting man, as Daffodil says, but she's going to tell us more.
Well, he's an artist, and he's from Australia, and he's done all kinds of very cool things.
Before there was Crocodile Dundee, there was Rolf Harris.
He even invented the wobble board.
The wobble board. Hey, that's sort of like a skateboard, right?
It's a simple homemade instrument.
Yes.
Was accidentally made in the course of his artwork when he was attempting to dry a freshly painted hardboard with added heat from hearing the sound made by the board as he shook it from the short edges to cool it off.
Ah, so it makes a weird...
Wobbly sound.
Oh, cool. So we're going to...
And you hear the wobble board on Tiny Kangaroo Danceboard.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're going to play that shortly. A little later on, we're going to hear Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. And you have to listen to that.
I have to tell you something about Tommy Kangaroo Danceboard before you play it.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But we'll also hear there in the middle Black Hat by Rolf Harris. But we're starting off the show with the most famous song he ever recorded, which is...
Tommy Kangaroo Danceboard, which was originally titled Kangalypso.
Okay. Sort of the whole Calypso thing back in the 50s.
And the four unknown backing musicians, he offered them 10% of the royalties for the song.
Yes.
And they each elected to only take £7 each for the session because they figured the song would be a flop.
Those fools.
Exactly. And you'll see why right now.
Right here on...
Cheese, please.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, blue. Play your didgeridoo. Keep playing till I shoot through, blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Dude, I snarfed! That should be my pledge name. Snarf! Ooh, let's play Ookie Pina! Snarf, go first!
Cheese.
I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim,
with a great big hat, with a big black brim.
And that's not all,
and that's not all,
cause around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball.
Now
Now I met a man the other day, and he was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat with a big black brim.
With a great big hat with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now I met a man the other day, he was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat with a big black brim.
With a great big hat with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. With a big black hat with a big black brim.
With a big black hat with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a false moustache.
And a false moustache.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Cause around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now I met a man the other day, he was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat with a big black brim.
With a great big hat with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a false moustache.
And a false moustache.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Cause around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now if I meet him again today, and he dips his hat or he asks away, I'm gonna run boy fast as I can, cause I wanna get away from the funny old man with the big black hat with the big black brim.
With a big black hat with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a false moustache.
And a false moustache.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Dragging on the chain was a big black ball.
With Rolf Harris, our profile this week, and Black Hat. And before that, the song he's probably most famous for, Time a Kangaroo Down, Sport, Time a Kangaroo Down.
I think he's also pretty famous for destroying Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
He apparently had never heard the song Stairway to Heaven.
He buy me a stairway to heaven.
And he was appearing on a show called The Money or the Gun.
Okay.
Okay, and one of the things that was a shtick for this show was that every week they would have a different performer singing Stairway to Heaven in their own personal style.
Cool.
So he did Stairway to Heaven, like Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, with the didgeridoo and the wobble board and the whole thing.
I get it. Okay.
He says he never knew the original one, so he wasn't trying to make fun of it. But fans have never forgiven him.
It's probably a good thing. Who? Led Zeppelin fans or Rolf Harris fans?
You know what's even funnier? What? I know this is getting away from Rolf Harris.
Yeah, what?
There's an actual album out there called The Money or the Guns, Stairways to Heaven, which has 25 versions of the song done by 25 different artists.
We'll have to find
that. We could do an all Stairway to Heaven show.
Yay! There's an idea. Program note. Make a note of that, please.
I will make a note of that.
In the meantime, we got to play...
We have more music?
One more Rolf Harris song.
Cool.
Nick Teen and Al K. Hall.
This sounds like it's going to be strange.
It is. Right
okay.
Here on...
Cheese, please.
Nicholas. Albert. Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Until I met my two good amigos, Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. Here's what they said to me: use your head, you see, your life is very, very dull. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Until I met my two good amigos, Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. So I said to Nick, Nick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do? He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. So I lit the fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and coughed like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. So I said to Al, Al, be a pal, now what do you really think? He said to me, boy, easy to see. Boy, smoking's kid stuff. Pour yourself a drink. Well, I never gargled. I never gambled. I never smoked at all. Until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst and then a craving for a cigarette. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me. I'm still pure as the driven slush. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Nicotine and alcohol.
I should have friends like that. Nicotine and alcohol.
No, they would not be good friends for you.
Why, nicotine and nicotine. Smoke. Oh, I feel like a moron.
You are a moron. It's good that you feel that way.
It took me a second. I didn't get that out. That's just like...
Nicotine and alcohol.
Oh, that's bad. That stuff's bad. No. Okay, it just took me a second. I just thought his buddy's neck. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And that wraps up our profile on Rolf Harris right here on this week.
Cheese Please, where you get your wacky, warped, and weird every week.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say that in our contractual obligation location. At the, you know.
But we squeeze it in somewhere.
Yeah, as long as we get in. But, do we have to talk now? Do we have, what do we do?
We have a little bit of time.
You just wrote the thing down. I'm just lost. I don't know what to do this week.
Okay.
What?
Take a deep breath. It's time to run the chart-topping cheesy.
Oh, yeah. I think we have to do this, though.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
Okay, it's time for the chart-topping cheesy this week. None other than comedian Steve Martin.
And the Toot Uncommons.
Oh, Toot Uncommons?
Yes, they're actually really members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh.
That's who backs them up on this.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just knew
he did.
But
they call themselves the Toot Uncommons.
Oh, yes.
Which kind of is funny when they're singing about King Tut.
Yes, Tut Uncommon or Cumin or I
don't know. Toot Uncommon.
Thank you. Whatever. I mean the real king.
Yes.
Tutankhamun or Tutankhamun?
Tutankhamun.
Oh, okay, whatever.
King Tut.
Yeah, okay. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. The monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Now if I had known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take all my money and bought me a museum. Buried with a donkey. Crocodile. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian. They're selling you. When I die,
got a condo made of stoner.
Oh, it's gone? Okay.
Yeah, it stops pretty abrupt.
Yeah, it threw me off there. Steve Martin is only top 40 hit back in 1978, and King Tut, you know?
It was funny.
Hot off the heels of Saturday Night Live and his comedy albums, I think.
Well, it was featured on Saturday Night Live.
Well, he was on Saturday Night Live in
yeah,
the
Lauren
days
Yeah, Lorne Michaels
of...
wasn't going to let him do what he wanted to do with it, eh?
Really?
Yeah, Lorne was hesitant about paying for the makeup and the costumes and the dancers, but Martin said it wouldn't work unless it was completely over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? It was pretty over the top with all of the subjects plying King Tut with household appliances.
Well, I mean, the song was over the top. I mean, really. We're over the top every week, aren't we?
We try.
Yeah, my name is Snarftune.
And I'm Daffodil.
If you're just joining us, you're about 25 minutes late. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, next week, be here a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Yes, maybe about 25 minutes, or as we get closer to 26 minutes, you can come a little early. That's just a thought.
If you're a little early, you'll have time to settle in.
Yeah.
Get yourself, if it's a morning show for you, a cup of coffee. If it's a night show for you.
Munchies. Stuff like that, you know.
Just get ready for your cheesy experience.
And this is now a special cheesy experience for me. It's where I go over the top every week, speaking of over the top. So here
we
go.
Now you put your finger in. You have to stick your fingers in your ears while he's yelling. Stick your fingers in your ears.
Oh,
it's pretty
over?
Quick, and
oh,
then it's
wow.
over.
Yeah, okay, fine.
And you can take your fingers out of your ears.
Yes, you can now listen to us again.
And find out what the song is going to be.
It is Making Love Ukulele Style by Swing and Sway with Sally K.
There's only three strings.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to make love, Daffodil?
To you, or just in general?
Well, I don't know. I just... Well,
certainly not ukulele style.
Okay. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, and please get the image of Snarf Dude and I doing Whoopi out of your heads.
Oh, it's scaring me now.
Making love, ukulele style. You don't have to be in Waikiki. Making love, ukulele style, to a lovely ukulele serenade. When you love, ukulele style, with every note, your heart will float far away to a tropic isle, while a ukulele tune is softly played. Strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming a lover's dream for two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. Now if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. Comes through. Now if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. It's the ukulele style of making love. It's the ukulele style of making love.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.